This is the nuclear age. The first epigraph from Haley Cox, What Does the Future Hold for Sellafield? The focus is the Sellafield nuclear plant in Cumbria, which is to be decommissioned over a 120-year period with an end date of 2140. The second epigraph is from Vatican Museums. The decorative theme is that known as Asorotos Oikos, or the unswept floor. The artist has created a floor which seems to be covered with the debris of a banquet, the remains that would normally be swept away. The third epigraph from Walt Whitman. I sing the body electric. It turns out you can spread plutonium anywhere. In the stratosphere, the Irish Sea, a child's teeth. The barrels dropping to the seabed with such hidden buoyancy, it seems precious whiskies are settling there. But then corrosion, plumes of leakage, children burying themselves to the necks in sand, the sea perpetually cleanses breathing air. And so I pause before the schematic. Rich, a boiler guy, wants to talk about a woman he's met. This is Boston, mid-80s. And so we soft core talk a while about her body. It's nuanced. I write poetry. He thinks I'm gay. So I have to cuss occasionally. Proof I can handle women and or science. As for the schematic, it's just the list of refuse as fuel for the report I'm writing. Municipal solid waste, agricultural and coal mine waste, waste oils and sludges, wood waste, contaminated solids, hazardous, lethally poisonous materials. That's what you could ignite for wattage in middle America then. So much industrial slag, you'd think we'd solve the equation for recovery. What we create is waste, what we throw away, electricity's beautiful lightning, shunted by fire and grid to windows, burning aquariums, corporate towers, toaster ovens, tape decks, steam irons. Overview. I had a ninth floor window writing all this, overlooking Boston Harbor, stealing time when I could for poems, watching jets arc over the city as the sun rose and I saw its fire. I was married then. We had a child. Owned three stories of corroded plumbing, live wires. Nights, I thought my body a slow fissioning disguised as moonlight. Daughter between us, softly breathing. I was really a railroad tie on fire, smoldering with a footprint and a waste gas. What burns is the body. What is consumed is the body. What is resurrected, the lead-acid battery of it, mechanical, durable tonnage, metal and glass. How a woman later, post-divorce, marked me with a bloody X. To claim or cross me out, I could never tell, but she marked me done, sweaty, wasted, used. Fast forward, this is even later. Kay's called. Someone has taken her car to buy cocaine, so she's run in her pajamas, I don't know why, to a phone booth. Can we pick her up? Second wife and I. It's winter, 3 a.m. And so we pick her up, bring her home, draw a bath, check purse for blades and pills. She's an efficient smuggler. We've been doing this for months, keep the spare room stocked with candles, take her Chinese when she's in lockdown, the psychiatric wing. When she falls apart in my arms, her life nearly burned out, I can feel the husk. Her belly, she will not reveal to anyone, a mosaic of scars. Flashback. Black Dog, Unit 2. That was the name of the plant. Waste and coal refuse, Minnesota. This is the nuclear age. Chernobyl. One of our engineers is going just months after the meltdown. We throw him a party. We think he's going to die. My gift, a black rubber ball and six-pack with naked Barbies a friend's been collecting. Their faces blurred from thrift shop usage, nearly blotted out. A stupid joke, yes. But he comes back, alive, irradiated. Sarcophagus not yet poured. New safe confinement dome, not even a pencil sketch. Now it's built, it hugs, as I did each body, the particulates, degrades. What was the name of that dog that always bit me? its strontium teeth those summer nights, culling the animal in me, because steel too is flesh, reactor 4 churning another 20,000. Meanwhile, Kay got married. I wrote the wedding poem, then ran away, divorced, remarried, the wedding photographer. We could see that coming before she'd tasted cake. She has a child now. This is rumor, it does not call. Time, a cancerous death loop. How it spirals outside our bodies, inside the cells. I had it once, was welded to it, like my brother, same age, father. But he's gone now, I threw him away. Brother, the same, with cause to me. All these rivers, underground, packed with legacy waste. Some of it at Sellafield to be buried in containers the size of buildings, like prisoners in an oubliette. 100 years until the project's done, another 1,000 until it's safe. Father, long dead, dry, casked, a box of ash in a faux berm. Mother, exact same reduction by fire. Meanwhile, they're re-racking spent fuel rods near the Great Lakes, bringing what is already hot. I should write my brother soon, closer together, other sister. While elsewhere, money, mine, the critical mass of it, the silos of nothingness and value I covet, is serviced daily by algorithm, breeding fortune and exploitation. I have to claim, dear planet, charting ocean rising, charting fire, charting wind. I was a young man once. I had friends. There was a woman I adored. How she took my body between her legs, those deep summer twilights, and cut my hair, bare-armed, pushed my head down, scissors flying, until I was electric with delirium.